Episode 67. Welcome to the Take Up Code podcast, where you can learn valuable insights and skills in programming. I'm Waheed Tanner and will be your host today. The decorator structural pattern allows you to add new behavior to object instances dynamically. That means an object can change its behavior at runtime. The interesting thing is that your objects don't even need to know they've been changed. The best way to become a professional programmer is to start writing code. If you're not actually typing code, building it, and running it, then you're missing more than half of what you need to be doing. Have you considered attending a Take Up Code live class? Text PROGRAM to the short number 44222 and you'll be on your way. The basic description says that this pattern lets you attach additional responsibilities to an object dynamically, which provides a flexible alternative to subclassing. Subclassing is just another way to describe creating a derived class. Check out episodes 24 through 27 for more information about inheritance and creating derived classes. The biggest problem with inheritance is that the object relationships are set up at compile time. If you want an object to sometimes have different behavior and sometimes keep its current behavior, then inheritance is probably not the best choice. You should consider this decorator pattern. Just to be clear, use inheritance when you want to change the behavior of all your instances of the new derived class. If you want different behaviors, you'll need different derived classes. And consider the decorator pattern when you want to add behavior. In a way, this can be seen as changing behavior, but you'll understand the intended purpose better if you think of this pattern as helping you to add new behaviors. An example will help make this more understandable. In the adventure game that I like to use for examples, let's say we need swords for weapons. Now, this adventure game has lots of magic and enchantments. What happens if you enchant a sword? First, we need to look at the basic class or interface that describes the basic sword. What are its methods? The public methods. For our example, let's say there are only two methods, draw and strike. Maybe a real game will have more, but these will work for this example. What does it mean when you draw a sword? Simple, right? That's just the action of grabbing the sword and pulling it out of its scabbard, or pulling it out of the character's belt if that's all the character has available. And strike means to swing the sword at an enemy and possibly do some damage. Now, if you wanted to, you could create a Blue Flame Sword class that derived from the Sword class and change the draw method to know when to turn on some blue flame visual effects. This sword looks a lot more intimidating when the character starts swinging it. But instead, I'm going to explain how to use the decorator pattern right after this message from our sponsor. The one thing that all professional programmers share is that we take action. Go ahead, text PROGRAM to the number 44222 now. It's hard, I know, to get started, and if you need some help, then all you need to do is register for one of the Take Up Code free or paid live classes. You can attend with just your computer and an internet connection from anywhere in the world. These are live workshops instead of just lectures. You get enough lecturing already. These are fun workshops. You have enough boring tasks already. And these are focused on results. Text the word PROGRAM to the number 44222 and you'll be on your way. You can also visit takeupcode.com to begin. By changing the way you think about this situation, it's possible to go from modifying the draw method to turn on a blue flame effect to instead creating a decorator that adds a blue flame effect. In the first solution that uses inheritance, the sword really is a blue flame sword and knows all about the blue flame effect. In the second solution, the sword remains just a simple sword and has no idea that it now looks a lot cooler. Remember that I started this explanation by saying that we needed to look at the basic object interface. What the decorator pattern shows you is how to create a new class that mimics the basic type. The decorator should expose the exact interface as the object being decorated. The decorator class just forwards any calls to the original methods after or before doing anything additional. This is important because if we're using inheritance, then it's common to override a method and never call the base class method. The decorator pattern relies on the original method being called always. It does this by storing a reference to the original object. This is object composition. Check out episode 28 for more information about composition. And because the decorator mirrors the original interface and just forwards method calls, then there's no need to override any methods. That means that this pattern works just fine even with classes that weren't designed for inheritance. When a Blue Flame Sword class is created, it just needs a pointer or reference to a sword object which it remembers. Then, when some code calls the draw method, the Blue Flame Sword draw method will be the one called. That will call the Plain Swords draw method to do whatever it needs to do, and then it will add the Blue Flame visual special effects to the sword. All this is great, and it gives you some flexibility, but so far you could just use inheritance, right? Well, here's where things really get interesting. Because a decorator mimics the original interface, then that means when you provide the basic class to a decorator, who's to say that this basic class isn't already being decorated? Sure, to do this, you're going to need to use some inheritance. Don't get me wrong, this pattern doesn't describe how to avoid inheritance. It shows you how to use inheritance in a different way. You'll want your decorator classes, as well as the original basic class, to all inherit from some common class or interface so that they'll all be interchangeable. In other words, you should have some way to treat the basic class and a decorator class as if they were the same. This gives you the ability to first start off with a basic sword that just knows how to draw and strike. You then create a Blue Flame Sword decorator and give it the basic sword as the object that it's decorating. Then, what if you have an extra damage decorator? And what if you wanted to combine the extra damage with the blue flames? Simple. Just create an extra damage sword decorator and pass it, the blue flame sword decorator, as its basic object. The extra damage sword decorator doesn't know anything about blue flames. As far as it knows, all it's doing is adding some extra damage whenever the sword strikes. This is why the convention of always calling the basic class methods is so important. The extra damage sword class has a draw method because that's one of the basic class methods. But even though the extra damage sword decorator doesn't need to add anything to the draw method, it still needs to call draw. Once you have these decorators, you can combine them as much as you want. For example, what if you wanted a double extra damage sword? You don't need to create a double extra damage sword class. Just add as many decorations of the extra damage sword decorator until you get the effect you want. I'll end this episode by comparing this pattern to the composite pattern described in the previous episode 66. The composite pattern also shows how to build elaborate objects in a flexible way at runtime. But where that pattern focuses on building more complex objects that can sometimes get quite large, this pattern focuses on just a single composition for each decorator. In a way, this is like a simple form of the composite pattern. But the difference is mainly one of intention. The decorator doesn't intend to build a sword into a gigantic sword with many pieces that all fit together in a certain way. The decorator pattern instead intends to add a little something extra at each level. The decorator pattern focuses more on adding features and capabilities, while the composite pattern focuses more on building complicated and elaborate structures. Thank you for listening. Make sure to check out the other episodes, and if you get value, please give the Take Up Code podcast a rating, hopefully 5 stars, and a review. I'll select several people who take the time to provide thoughtful reviews, good or bad, and give you a shout-out and a big thank you during our Q&A Fridays. Your support goes a long way to helping this podcast thrive and help others learn how to program. If you have any questions about this episode or even other programming questions, please ask. Just go to takeupcode.com/contact and submit your question. The Q&A Friday episodes are where I'll answer one or more submitted questions. Until next time, keep learning, but even better, keep doing. If you want to learn how to program, then start programming. And you'll learn and get better, and your mind will expand in ways you never thought possible.